We welcome you back into Bullseye on the Afternoon here on AM 930 WEOL at 100.3 FM. Andy Bulbarch, Rocco Nucci with you. And obviously we're in some very difficult times right now, but there's a lot of good that has been that's being done and has been done already in Lorain County and beyond. And we're going to learn a little bit more about some of the great things that are going on, especially in Avon Lake. And here to help us do that, we've got Tom Baroni, Avon Lake Business Manager, and Andrea Sokolo, the Avon Lake Food Server Supervisor, to tell us about the food service, grab-and-go breakfast and lunch options that are available at Avon Lake City Schools. Tom, Andrea, thank you so much for joining us today. How are you guys?
We're doing well. Good afternoon, Andy.
Well, let's get right into the basic details of this. The Avon Lake City Schools food service, grab-and-go breakfast and lunch. Obviously, during these tough times, it's really fun to read about these programs to find out how some good is coming of all this. So before we get into some of the basic details, Tom and Andrea, how did all of this come together?
Well, as this whole, you know, I guess, situation has come forward, I think from our food service perspective, the goal has always been, you know, to focus on our students and the needs of our students, specifically from a food service standpoint. So Andrew and I had to sit down and we talked about, obviously, our families and students that qualify for free and reduced lunches. And then we moved that out almost to a ripple effect to all our students. And then in working with our superintendent and the mayor of Avon Lake, we've expanded it to really any family or individual in need in Avon Lake would be part of our food service program in this piece.
So how exactly does this whole program work? What are the basic details of all of this?
Well, we have two ways for people to get involved with the program. One is through an online website like survey type piece where it gives us the information, basic information too. Like, you know, we have some pickup spots. Where would they want to pick up their breakfast and lunch box? You know, what's the easiest location? That does include for those who, you know, are residents that, you know, for medical reasons or for other reasons that they shouldn't leave their house, that we actually will even have home delivery as well, too. And then there's also our food service hotline number, where those who maybe aren't really tech savvy or would feel more comfortable in talking to someone or leaving a message, they can call there to be part of our program.
And then you mentioned earlier, too, that there's kind of a grab-and-go option here also, but there's also a delivery option in play, too, here, correct?
Correct. And just to expand on that a little bit, so we have all our schools, we're going to have work. So I guess I need to make sure that our listeners know that, you know, our transportation department and our food service department are working closely together with this. So we have vans, school vans or school buses that we're loading up, and we're going to each one of our school campuses as pickup spots for those students or families to pick them up. And like I mentioned earlier, if there's a resident or students for that matter, based on all the different pieces and parts that are taking place with child care, because maybe parents still need to report to work. So now maybe they're going to, let's say, grandma and grandpa's house, and maybe that's not an option for them to leave. We can actually just do home delivery as well, too. So each campus is a pickup spot with a scheduled time, and then the home delivery piece is an option as well.
Tom Baroni, Avon Lake City Schools Business Manager, Andrea Sokolo, Avon Lake City Schools Food Service Supervisor, our guests here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, talking about Avon Lake City Schools food service, grab-and-go breakfast and lunch option being made available during these difficult times. Andrea, we'll throw this next question your direction. The first day that you guys launched this program was on St. Patrick's Day on Tuesday. Sounds like this was a really busy day for you guys. Take us through that whole process of day one and what kinds of responses that you got along the way.
Well, first thing, I couldn't do this without the help and the food service workers. They have been great, and we just pulled our heads together and we set up stations and we put all these boxes together and got them to their destination, and there was a lot of good response. We had I believe 119 that went out the first day.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty nice response for the opening day for sure, and I'm sure that that will certainly continue to grow as people find out a little bit more about this. And how long does this service run throughout the day? Does that change day to day, or is that going to be somewhat consistent moving forward?
No, it's going to be consistent moving forward. So the girls start at 7 a.m., so basically within 2 hours they got these lunches packed up and ready to go, and then they get started to be picked up at 9, and then it lasts till about 11:20.
And I guess another question here that maybe you do or don't have the answer to, but how much longer is this program expected to continue?
I'm not really sure on that. We'll do it as long as we can.
And that makes sense. And I think everybody's kind of unsure as to how this whole thing is going to play out. I know that plays some sort of a role in this as well. But, of course, school's out for at least the next few weeks here until we find out more from the governor as well. So I think we're all kind of at a standstill, which is why it's interesting to learn a little bit more about programs like this. And, Tom, we'll send it back to you here as well about the food and where it comes from. So can you explain or elaborate a little bit more on that?
Yeah, originally how we started this, Andrea worked with all her kitchen managers at each one of the buildings, and they kind of gathered all their food items. We brought them to a central location, which is our high school kitchen. So we kind of are using what we had in inventory and stock at all our 7 campuses and kind of have started there. And then from there, Andrea is working as we provide these grab-and-go breakfast and lunch boxes daily to put orders in to keep this process moving. So that's kind of the plan that we had. We did plan on feeding kids every day at school. We're just kind of doing that more centralized now. So a lot of that food is really kind of just coming from what we normally do on any school day when we're feeding kids.
You mentioned earlier, too, that you know part of this process was filling up some of the school buses and having some of the drivers deliver that to some of the residents in the area as well. I thought that was an interesting take on it as well, because you've heard from a lot of people stating that, you know, it's far beyond just teachers, administrators, because you have so many people that it takes in order to make a school system run, and bus drivers certainly amongst those that are certainly looking for ways to continue to try and get work. Did that factor into this equation as well?
I think it's, again, another example, I think, of the Avon Lake City Schools and the staff that we have, whether it be our certified staff like our teachers or our support staff like our dedicated food service people and our transportation folks and our custodian folks. I mean, Avon Lake City Schools, and I know there's a bias for me, it's a great place, and we know that we play a big part of our community here in Avon Lake, and I think the tie-in naturally to include the community as part of this program is almost an Avon Lake thought. And I think that the feedback that I know that we've received, especially from our food service department, has been very, very positive. But it just comes down to it's really the people that we have, and I think that's where Avon Lake always seems to shine. It's the people.
Let's talk about some of those people as well, because I don't know that they're really getting enough recognition in very difficult times like this. So how many people are really involved, and who specifically is involved in this entire process of putting these meals together and then delivering them out into the community?
Well, definitely under Andrea's supervision, our kitchen managers at each one of our building are here working with some other like assistant cooks that we have to put all these meals together. Like Andrea mentioned, yesterday was our first day. We had 119. Today we're up to almost 160. And we know that this is going to continue to grow. But there's just, again, a lot of heads came together for the good of what the purpose of what we're doing it is for, and the plan to not only have it separated by stops where people are going to pick it up, the accountability piece there. You have a lot of people involved with it. Like I said, we have Sue Cole. She's our transportation director, and her driver's willingness to come in on these days when some people are at home being self-quarantined or trying to work from home. So to have them be willing to come on a step out and deliver these to those in need, I think is there's a lot of people. It's just not one person.
Seems like the response has been overwhelmingly optimistic and very positive to this point. Tom, can you elaborate on that as well, what you guys have received so far only a couple of days into this?
Yeah, I mean, just some of the people that I've been in around in helping and assisting in distributing the meals, the thoughtful and I guess you can really say heartfelt thank you for providing this program is definitely evident. I think that our community members, our parents, and our students are appreciative of the service that we're providing. And in the short time we've done it, I think we kind of feel the love, if you will.
Great stuff. Well, Tom and Andrea, before we let you guys go, I want to give you an opportunity one more time to throw the information out there to our listeners who are tuning in, maybe wondering how they can help or where they can go to benefit from this program as well. What are some things they can do, and where are some areas they can go? What are some websites they can access to get more information on this?
No, we appreciate that because, again, we do want to be transparent and let everyone know that this is an all-inclusive piece for our community. So, of course, they can go to AvonLakeCitySchools.org under current news, and that's where the link is to apply online for that. Again, there's no turndowns, but we do need some information. And if they would rather make a call to our food service hotline, that number is area code 440-930-8215.
I'll let you throw that number out there one more time.
Yes, 440-930-8215.
Great stuff. Well, Tom and Andrea, thank you guys both so much for joining us. This has been a lot of fun to discuss this and go over, you know, some of the ways that people are doing some great things in some very, very difficult times. So we do appreciate the time very much. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Andy. We appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Again, that's Tom Barone, Avon Lake City Schools Business Manager, and Andrea Socolo, Avon Lake City Schools Food Service Supervisor, spending some time talking about Avon Lake City Schools Food Service grab-and-go breakfast and lunch. Again, there's more information available at the website that Tom just mentioned and the number that you can call as well. Let's step aside and take a break here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We'll come back with more after this here on AM 930 WEOL and 100.3 FM.